Let me fix this, actually.
What are you fixing?
Sometimes it records from my laptop, as opposed to my actual microphone.
Those bastards.
Sons of bitches.
Wow.
What? I turned into the dad from the Christmas Story. What of it?
Oh, is that what it is?
Sons of bitches! Puppuses!
Huh.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Good for you, Cole.
Good for you.
Way to go. So happy my inner voice doesn't sound like that.
Hey, Chris, you wanna go up to the gas station and get a Diet Pop, huh?
Hey, Cole, how you doing, buddy? Hey, way to wake up on time this morning and go to work. You did a fucking good job.
Quit rubbing it in, voice.
My God.
You know I don't do those things.
But, or worse, your inner voice says, "Oh, Cole, you fucked up again."
You done fucked up now, Cole.
Way to ruin your life, you fucking sleaze.
Why is my inner voice from the Bronx and so hateful?
I was going to say, why does my inner voice sound like an Adam Sandler album? I have no idea.
I don't have any idea either.
I got a power drill in my hand.
Are you doing projects?
No, I was going to go all Pet Sematary 2.
Electric Boogaloo?
Huh?
Pet Sematary 2, Electric Boogaloo.
I never saw that one.
It was direct to Laserdisc.
Was that the Universal Studios Boardwalk show? Electric Laser Light Show? Pet Sematary 2.
Their attraction designer was kind of fucked up in the late 80s. Kind of really fucked up.
The score was put together by the Kinks and Journey.
So seriously, why do you have a power drill?
I don't know. I was on the table. I was fixing stuff.
I'm playing with binder clips. I'm putting it on the end of my finger.
Oh, and life hacker.
And hold it. Yep. You know it. Hey, hipster PDA, man. Merlin man.
Yeah, no doubt, right? I made a zip gun / blender out of binder clip.
Why do you know me so well?
I don't know. I like to think that you're my conscience.
Hey, Chris, you better not drink another beer tonight.
Yeah, my conscience kind of sounds like you.
Our voices are similar. I've heard this complaint.
Nah, nobody said that.
So they did. They did. People who don't know us actually can't really tell us apart that well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a shame. So we have such totally different styles.
Yeah, that's true. Because you're funny and I'm not. So...
Yeah. I like to think of myself as like a boxy ice truck and you as like a boxy delivery van.
Same on the outside, but totally different purposes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It would be very simple to make a delivery van into an ice truck by simply removing the refrigerated portion of an ice truck and putting it in a delivery van.
Is that your way of saying that you're cooler than me, Chris?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure that's on the pop charts right now, though.
What? My baby's an ice truck?
No, something about it's cooler than me.
Oh.
By Michael something.
By Michael something, yeah. It's
Michael Posner, that's his name.
Michael Posner. Michael Posner?
I think his name. I don't know. What the fuck's the difference?
I've got no idea of popular music. I really don't.
I know. I noticed your tweet, how you like capoed guitars and fucking banjos.
Yeah, I do. I don't know when that happens, but I don't know.
I was pissed off for 3 minutes while I was trying to figure out the pronunciation of capoed.
Yeah, capo, it's a device that you put on.
I know what it is.
Okay, Jesus. You walk into these conversations ready to start a fight, and I don't really understand it. I don't know if I could live my life that way.
I
don't think I could live my life that way, Chris.
You can, and
that's cool, but I'm just saying.
Oh, you do too.
I admire your pugilistness. Okay?
You're ready to throw down at any minute.
Yeah, just call shank or be shank, okay?
Yeah, the next thing, anytime anybody comes in the room and uses a word that's like one syllable off from the amount of syllable words that you know,
yeah.
And your tail feather is just fucking up in the air.
I'm a peacock. I'm a loquacious peacock.
That sounds like shit that would never be said in a dark alley. You'd never mess with me. I'm a loquacious peacock.
That's right. I roll polysyllabic, yeah. Bitch.
You'd be scary if you were like, I'm an angry gay man.
Things that are heard in an alley.
Yeah.
He's
one pissed off gay guy.
God, I would love to meet a gay guy who would beat me up. Do you think there's a Craigslist section for that?
I'm very sure that there is.
Okay. I have a new synonym for penis, Chris.
Oh, really?
Jazz hose.
Huh.
As in, I'm going to pull up to the bumper with my jazz hose.
What's the bumper? Did you make up another synonym that you didn't tell me about?
Come on, man, pulling up to the bumper. It's totally evocative of the imagery that I'm trying to instill into your brain meat.
I think I'd rather put on my strap and get my jazz hose ready.
But it's fun. I mean, synonyms are fun, Chris.
Don't dismiss me, you fucking peacock.
God.
I will be heard.
The loquacious peacock, that's NBC's logo.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Why loquacious?
Because he's multicolored.
Huh. I thought that meant train-like. Oh. Chris, you did it again.
You done it. You went.
You went and done it.
You done it, Chris.
I done it.
You done it.
Done.
Boop.
Or in NBC, done.
Yeah.
That was a little flat.
I did. I mean, you know, you don't. I mean, I don't hold that against you.
Yeah, I'm not a liberal arts major.
It's self-deprecating, okay?
Word said.
Accomplished. It's accomplished. So I went and did it, Chris.
Yeah, what'd you do?
I shaved my beard.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Did you find Stan from American Dad underneath?
I have a devastating jawline, Chris.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Devastating.
I heard that.
I see you're about ready to hop into this car, Cole. Oh, you want to see where it's going to take you? Okay. Let me let the air out of these tires.
Yeah.
Just because I toot about something doesn't mean that I can't talk about it on the show.
Hmm.
So.
What? That's it.
Because I slept with Nick at Night on in the background, you know, because we had a TV in our room.
Sure.
I feel like I am more in touch with the culture of like the 70s sometimes than I am with like when I actually grew up at the time or now.
Yeah. I definitely feel you're out of your element most of the time.
Yeah, I'm of a different era, Chris. I'm an old soul.
You are. Speaking of which, I made an old fashioned the other day.
Oh, like with sours and stuff like that?
You take a like two orange slices, two cherries, a teaspoon of sugar, some club soda, and some of the Maker's Marks. And you stir all that together, and it's called an old fashioned.
Jesus Christ, that's like what Don Draper drank?
I guess so.
God, all that's missing is a tampon and an opinion about the comic strip Kathy.
Oh.
Yeah, how did it taste?
It was all right. It was like a whiskey sour.
I mean, that's what it's like.
That's
based
essentially
off
what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Cocktails they elude me. I'm a man of simple pleasures when it comes
I'm drinking a Shirley Temple of Doom right now.
Are you? Did I get you good with that? Are you enjoying?
I just had the ingredients.
Oh yeah, it's a good drink. I mean.
Yeah, it's all right.
Mom kind of looked at us like we were retarded when we were drinking that over Thanksgiving, but
well,
she's
it's hard to put a cherry in a drink and come across like you're going to give her a grandchild.
Right.
That's not Asian.
I don't know, Chris.
I only put four cherries in it.
That's too short of where it should be, Chris.
Hey, you want to talk about the most anticlimactic news story of the week?
Yeah.
Alien Life news conference yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, that was fucking bogus.
Can you get me up to speed in two sentences or less?
They found that alien life does not have to be solely dependent upon phosphorus and other key elements. It can also be found in environments rich with arsenic, such as on Jupiter's moon.
Oh, Titan.
Something, yeah.
Yeah, Jupiter's moon, Titan. That's been a suspected site for extraterrestrial life for some time because it's actually Earth-like if it wasn't made of poison.
Yes, very suspect.
Yeah, I gotta say, I'm looking askance at the Jupiter moon of Titan. I don't know. How do you feel about alien life, Chris? I think this is an important issue.
I just want to put on the record that Titan is my second favorite moon.
Are you more a fan of Phobos?
No, I don't know any other moons. I'm holding the number one spot open for one that I newly discovered myself.
Would you be the kind of person who would name it after yourself?
No.
What would you name it?
TBD.
Yeah. No, like scientists, we can't have scientists name stuff anymore because a while back they found a moon and they named it Xena.
Yeah, like yeah. Warrior Princess?
Yeah, like the Warrior Princess. And it's the Warrior Princess moon now. And
she was kind of...
Okay, yeah.
Andy Newman said...
Oh, God. See, I don't know. I'm equivocating, Chris. I'm equivocating because I don't know if that's a... I don't know if that's a belief that I genuinely hold, but in the moment, I'm tempted to say yes. I would name a moon after whatever you call it when a character in a movie kind of goes catatonic and falls into a swimming pool and then just kind of floats to the bottom with air bubbles coming out of their nose.
A queef.
I think that's a different thing.
Oh.
I want to name a moon after that concept. I don't know, maybe name it Cameron. I'm not sure.
Cameron?
Yeah. Like from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh.
The quintessential example of that. There were others that followed, but
how much of a fan are you on blaming things on your genes, on your genetic makeup, like your predisposition to be promiscuous or like Swiss cheese based on your genetic makeup?
Like, I'm sorry, I didn't catch the like Swiss cheese.
Yeah, like are you predisposed to like certain things?
Okay. I thought you meant to say that my genes would make me similar to Swiss cheese.
No,
as I would very good with like roast beef.
I would have said that.
Okay.
Speaking of roast beef, I heard a vagina referred to as beef drapes the other day. Never heard it.
Really? You've never heard that terminology?
No. I mean, I've said a vagina looked like a Subway sandwich before.
Yeah.
But never beef drapes.
That's an uncomfortable topic. I figured that was one of those ones that everybody kind of knew. No, I mean, I don't know if I can blame a person's genetic predisposition to having beef curtains on their on their genes. I think that to a certain degree, a lot of the behavioral stuff is a person's own fault.
Are we getting to nature versus nurture? Is that where we're going towards?
I don't know. I mean, I have plenty of sympathy for somebody. I think that definitely there are, I don't know, man, it's all chemicals. Really it is, but you know, it's a hand that you're dealt rather
than... Really? You think so?
I mean, I think so. I mean, it's, I don't know.
Hey, you want to see something totally badass?
Sure. Do, 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 do.
That is the baddest ass picture of a shark I've ever seen.
He's upright like a human.
Look at the article underneath.
Yeah,
that gets right to the root of what we were just talking about. The headline is "Pollution Causes Homosexuality in Birds," study suggests. Nature versus nurture debate just took an unexpected turn thanks to pollution. Thanks, acid rain.
There's so much smog in this city, right? I don't know. It kind of makes me wonder what a man's privates taste like.
No doubt, right?
Yeah.
Probably like the toxic chemical mercury.
And this water's kind of cloudy. Oh good. I've got a man's pubic hair stuck between my teeth.
God. That dude's load just morphed into the Terminator guy.
devil tonight. It's the devil tonight. It's the devil tonight. Oh, it's the devil tonight.
You know what? Animals have it figured out, Chris.
Sure they do.
They do. I would trust a worm in a jar more than I would trust most human beings I come in contact with.
Animals have the abilities that you would have if you had just unlimited free time.
That's not too different from how I exist in most day-to-day life.
Yeah, but you worry about stupid shit that consumes your time.
I have a lot of stupid shit, you know.
Like, how many phone calls were involved in, text messages were involved in scheduling this recording session?
Oh, God, like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks of
phone
calls.
Oh, can't do it. Got this.
It's difficult. It's difficult, Chris.
Yep. There's all kinds of wicked cool stuff here on the interwebs.
There are. It's a wild, crazy place. Wild and crazy kidge, much like we're featured on Nickelodeon in the mid-90s. Sometimes they had guest stars, such as some of the kids from Salute Your Shorts.
Did they? Oh, yeah. One show went against another one.
Yeah.
Like the Hanna-Barbera matchups.
Right. It was like Wacky Races, but with slime. They had the kids from Salute Your Shorts. They had, I think they had a couple of people from A Clarissa Explains It All. And fun fact, I'm looking at this on Wikipedia. A young Lady Gaga was featured on one of the episodes as a contender on the Purple Team.
Did she ask you to say it like that?
Nobody asked me. Like what?
Gaga.
Yeah.
Like you were calling something in the wild.
Lady Gaga.
Like a seagull, only slow.
How do you say it normally?
Gaga.
That's just baby talk.
I think that's what she wants.
No. I've never heard a Lady Gaga song.
Oh, really? You've never seen my poker face?
Nope, I have never seen your poker face.
You ever heard Katy Perry?
Now, is she the one who kissed a girl and maybe questioned the foundation of her beliefs at the moment?
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one. I've heard the chorus to that song. Because I tend to keep an eye out for that kind of thing. I'm very insulated from most popular things.
Why?
I don't know. I think that, you know, if we're talking about the internet, it's very easy to really kind of selectively pare down the inputs that you receive on a daily basis. And for the breadth of knowledge that you have access to, really what you see is determined by your own whim. And I seek out stuff, I think we all do. We seek out stuff that we agree with. And in this case, I don't, you know, I could love Lady Gaga or, you know, these other bands.
You got to fucking start saying it right first.
I mean, I could. I just don't know because I've never sat down and listened to a song.
Say canoe.
A canoe?
Really?
Yeah. Going to take a canoe up to the lagoon.
That's not real.
And eat some legumes.
Great. If you want your persona on this show to be an asshole, then you're doing a great job.
I think we're about 7 episodes too late for that. I'm drinking the last Christmas. The final Christmas that there ever will be.
I'm drinking a cup of the last Christmas.
Guess when?
Jesus.
No. The last Christmas ale.
Oh. I wonder what the last supper ale tastes like.
Tastes like feet.
You'd think that they would have wanted to move faster, you know, knowing what was coming. That they wouldn't just want to sit there and wait for that artist to get done.
Jesus was the only one who knew, right?
He
got his buds together. And like he said, you know, we're gonna go out, we're gonna do it upright tonight, guys, because I'm not sure what happens in the future. And they're like, okay, yeah, you know, sometimes you just have to, you know, carpe diem, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, Jesus was lying because he did know what was gonna happen in the future, and he wanted to comfort them and just like have one last night out on the town with the guys.
You gotta wonder if that was the first bachelor party.
You know what? I think that's actually right. The Last Supper, the first bachelor party.
Yeah.
Just out of frame was Well, I mean, they had different ideas of modesty back then, Chris. So I think that they just had some women come in and maybe glance furtively in their, you know, in their direction. Our modern conception of the bachelor party has really kind of evolved with our modern conception of what is appropriate, because it's all about transgression. And as you know, transgression kind of changes from era to era, right? Gonna take a sip of this beer. Let that sink in.
What? Ready to roll, you see a devil on a post, yeah, he's looking for a woman, looking something to roll. Getting pretty kinky tonight. That's my second Kinks reference.
Yeah, it's like it's a kinky show. We're kinkier than a 5-year-old garden hose, my friend.
No doubt.
We're kinkier than a 5-year-old jazz hose.
This shit's more kinked and tangled than a cold extension cord.
Yeah. Let's do this. Let's do this thing, man.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Can we take a minute?
Sure. I mean, I can open up another beer.
Streetlight people. How's that job hunt going for you in Obama's America?
It's been tough. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't discouraged for a little while, but I've got some okay stuff coming down the line, I think. I've got some good omens headed my way. What's been shocking about this entire time is like how cheaply I can live and still be relatively comfortable. It's all about frugality, Chris.
Definitely.
Yeah. Sure, I've lost a lot of weight, possibly because I can't afford much food, but...
Just it's sad that it had to come at the cost of your sperm count and hair. Your skinny, fragile limbs and bloated abdomen.
We've got Feed the Children coming over here for a shoot at 7. So,
no doubt.
So we're going to have to wrap that up.
How's about Feed the 20-somethings?
Yeah. This young man spends most of his time sleeping because that's cheaper than going for food or entertaining himself.
Entertaining yourself is always free.
Yeah, that's true. Because there's a, you know what, Chris? There's a world inside our heads. We have an imagination. And
in your head, zombie.
I was thinking more of the Muppet Babies. But...
Zombie.
Yeah. No, I mean, just there are...
to know.
I think you just took a sideways step across genres there.
Sure did.
You did. But I
Way
caught
to follow.
It. I caught it. You know why?
Why?
Because I know that song.
Because they call me the Maverick. I'm going to make a book.
What book?
The book's going to cost $90.
Okay.
It's going to be a hardback. You open up the first page and there's a 7-inch screen inside. It's called Me No Read Good.
What's on the screen, Chris?
Yeah, a picture of a midget flicking me off. I don't know.
Is it animated?
That's the thing. It works like, I don't know, like an iPod or not like an e-reader because you can't fucking read, but you know, like a TV.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A 7-inch Wi-Fi television embedded in like a prison hiding book.
Oh.
And the book is titled Me No Read Good.
Because me don't read good.
Me No Read Good, made by RCA.
Me No Read Good.
Yeah. Maybe Me No Read Good just plays Burt Bacharach produced hip-hop videos.
This isn't so much a product as it is performance art, is it, Chris?
No, we're steam engineing this. We're thinking about it, you know?
Steam engineering. You made that into a verb?
Yeah.
Let's steam engine this on the podcast. Let's see where it'll go.
No, steam engineering is when you think about something while pooping.
what do you call the poop in that case?
I don't know. I don't call it anything. I call it poop.
The caboose.
I'm going to go take a steam engine.
Mind if I take this copy of National Geographic? Going to read about some indigenous tribes. The world is a wide place, Chris.
Yeah.
The world is wide and scary.
And I got such a big personality, I got to turn sideways to walk through it. What's the place? What's the slogan? No rules, just right?
I have no idea.
Is that Burger King? No, that's your way. Outback. It's Outback Steakhouse.
Oh.
No rules, just right.
Okay, okay. I
was way off.
I always saw Outback Steakhouse as actually a really as a really controlled place. You know, I mean.
Well, if you think about it, it's Australian, and Australia was an island where England sent their degenerate criminals.
Yeah.
No rules, just right.
Well, degenerate playing didgeridoos with the Aboriginals.
Yep. Go back to the 1700s. If any person in the monarchy would have seen someone bloom an onion,
yeah,
he'd have been hung on the spot.
Oh, for witchcraft, most definitely.
Definitely.
Forsooth, he blooms that which shall not be bloomed.
For shizzle.
For suzzle, Chris.
Oh,
for
my
suzzle.
For suzzle. Hey, want to go to listener mail?
Yeah, let's do a listener mail.
Don't have any. Because nobody will give any sort of positive feedback.
We
might as well not record this and just shout it into the atmosphere.
You don't do that already?
I curse the gods.
I mean, that's a given.
Mm-hmm. Tell them they'll rue the day they give me an afterlife.
Man, I couldn't be immortal, Chris. I could not. I'm so bored like 80% of the time. Mm-hmm. What would I do with all the time in the world? I really don't know.
Some of my best thinking's done while other people are talking.
Okay, what were you thinking about just then?
One of my coworkers told me, I was thinking about how Amway and places like that should combine with like a religious sect.
Okay.
Or a church. So like you would worship God while selling wrapping paper or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And how awesome your people would sell if they did that.
They call that Scientology.
So, well, no, I'm not talking about, you know, fucking selling the next level of Xenon or whatever the hell.
Well,
it is. Well,
no, I'm just talking about
what's your fader level.
Yeah. Go ahead. Continue your thought, Chris.
So anyway, I mentioned Amway, and at the end of the conversation, the guy I work with says, yeah, one year we had an Amway Christmas and it sucked.
What is an Amway Christmas, Chris?
I stopped him. I said, dude, I said, stop. And I put my stuff down and I got a piece of paper and I wrote, one year I had an Amway Christmas and it sucked. And I said, can you please expound on this? And he said, what does expound mean? And I said, just tell me about it.
Now you know how I feel. Now you know how I feel. Okay. So what did he say?
One year his mom and dad, like, they were all about Amway. Like, they were selling Amway. And so everything that they got was Amway. And so, yeah, that was it. It was one of those situations where the initial comment was way more awesome than the explanation.
One year we had an Amway Christmas and it sucked. That's the name of a Bright Eyes song.
Probably is.
Yeah. No, it's man, MLM is really crazy stuff. Like, I have people that I know from high school on Facebook, like, hit me up for that shit.
They're going to every single conference at a comfort in
yeah.
fucking meeting room with all the rest of the degenerate morons.
Yeah, yeah, who were suckered into it. One guy who's running the show, slicked back hair, gray suit, wearing a corsage for some reason. That's either MLM or it's prom. I don't know. But
I don't know. It's a cult.
It is. It really is a cult. It's like Scientology.
Stop doing that.
Sorry. God.
It's too easy of a target.
It is. It really is.
Well, speaking of which, the other day I got this wicked ambition to get a pellet or a BB gun and shoot pop cans.
Oh, just like old times?
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Like, I really, really wanted to do that.
Do you know what's funny?
What?
Now that you're an adult, you can do that.
I could.
Nobody can stop you.
Nope. Except for the law.
Well, but it's not against the law to get a BB gun and shoot some cans.
No, not as long as you're dressed as Judge Dredd.
Especially.
Can you imagine a local cop up here rolling up and I'm dressed as fucking Judge Dredd? What are you doing? I am the law.
Taze.
He looks at his partner. What is that? Is that Judge Dredd or Demolition Man?
Demolition Man had Wesley Snipes. I don't see right. Wesley Snipes.
Those are two white kids. Get him. We should have a show sort of like Punked, only called You've Been Gotten.
You've Been Gotten?
Yeah.
Can I propose my counter show, the one that would run up against it? Just
What's
like
that?
Hoarders has its hoarding. You know? Similar yeah. shows. I would call it You Done Fucked Up.
Oh, You Done Fucked Up.
Yeah.
Why do I want to say nigga after that?
I've got no idea.
Notice I didn't say the E-R.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
You done fucked up, nigga.
I won't bleep it. Yeah, no, I think that's good. Find people who done fucked up and feature them.
You could combine World's Scariest Police Chases with Cheaters, with Punked, with every single show. You Done Fucked Up.
Yeah, most of television is just a window into an never-ending parade of human shortcomings. And I think all of that can be easily labeled under the banner of You Done Fucked Up.
Hey, man.
What was your show name idea?
You've Been Gotten.
You know, take both of those. Make it like Dancing with the Stars and Extreme Home Makeovers with the Stars. And just run them side by side.
What if everybody that done fucked up then made an appearance on You Been Gotten?
Yeah.
And whatever they did wrong, they make right.
Hmm. How would they make it right? I mean, obviously, the legal system is not adequate for these people.
So you're
operating out of your own rule book.
Yeah, like if it, like, say, World's Scariest Police Chases. Mm-hmm. On You Done Fucked Up is the World's Scariest Police Chase, and on the You've Been Gotten, they do it in reverse.
Like literally in reverse in their cars, or the person chases the police.
No, in reverse. In the gear reverse.
In the gear of reverse.
Yeah.
A song in the key of reverse.
Mm-mm.
I gotcha. No? Not that? Okay.
A car in the gear of reverse.
Yes. Oh, okay. So the idea is by symbolically doing it backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Yeah.
So, like, for cheaters, you would have, like, the person that you're cheating with have sex with the person that you're committed to?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Oh, that's hot.
Yeah, it is.
That is hot. That's
really the only reason I wanted the show.
Ooh, yeah. Can we get that on television?
Yeah, they played Forrest Gump on television.
Oh, that's a good movie. Gary Sinise.
Oh, you love the troops.
He's a good actor, Chris.
He is.
He is a good actor.
He owns it.
Then I turn around and I see that standing there the whole time was what appeared to be a very chubby 9-year-old who witnessed my entire tirade.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It was past Cole, looking at adult Cole and saying, what happened?
What'd you do?
I had such big dreams.
You done fucked up.
And then I realized I was on You Done Fucked Up. Timeline edition.
It's like
Scrooge, kind of.
It's like Scared Straight. It's
yeah, only with time travel.
Yeah. It's Scared Straight mixed with Back to the Future.
Yeah, but I like the Scrooged element.
Yeah, let's bring that in. Can Bill Murray host?
No, he only does artsy stuff now. I'd like to do a little movie, maybe something about an underdog, a Cinderella story. Hey, want to hear something funny?
Sure.
Hey, when you were telling that story about the video game stuff.
Yeah.
I was screaming at you, and I yelled, "Why the fuck aren't you listening to me?" And I had bumped the mute button on my microphone.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious? What were you saying?
Yeah, I was frantically trying to interrupt you because I had a zinger.
Oh.
And so finally I ended the rant with, "Are you fucking listening to me?" And I'm like, oh shit, I must have bumped the mute. So.
That's what hell feels like.
Yeah, it was awful. You just kept talking, and there wasn't even the hesitation, because you didn't hear me. Because nothing was transmitting. But it was just awful.
What was the zinger? I mean, if you can go back and recreate the crime scene for me.
I don't know. I was getting up to make an STD.
Stuff to do?
No.
Oh.
Shirley Temple of Doom. Never thought of that, did you?
No, I did not. You sideswiped me. You sideswiped me, Chris.
I don't know. It kind of. You know what's funny is I'm looking at it right now, and it kind of looks like bloody urine.
You're right. It does, actually. Because it's all cloudy near the bottom.
Yeah, exactly. It's an STD.
Yeah. I've taken to watching absurd news stories on YouTube recently, and we had a link sent to us by a listener. Her name is Sasha, about a guy in Eastern Kentucky who, after a lawnmower sale went bad with two good old boys, he was forced to eat his own beard.
Just causing no good.
Good old boys, just causing no good. They held him at gunpoint. He's a very obese man. In the video, it's very entertaining. And they cut off his beard, which he has a beard in the video, so it must have been quite long. And they forced him to eat it. to eat the beard.
That dude must have had fucking nothing in his house. Fine, you're gonna do it, or we're gonna make you eat. Just eat your beard.
Right, like all those there kids, is a chair.
He didn't have any antifreeze. He didn't have any fucking Windex. He must not have had like baseboard like around the walls.
No,
he must have had fucking nothing.
All that was there was the crystal meth making equipment. Eating his own beard, Chris. I don't know.
Go figure.
I can't figure it out.
I'd have lopped off a piece of him, made him eat it, other than his beard. Talking about like a finger.
Right. Just kind of like...
Like that guy that got all hopped up on PCP and ate his left arm up to the elbow.
See, but he did that for a reason. He wanted to he wanted to wave at school children and say, "Skeleton arms coming to get ya."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I remember I did that the first day of preschool. Nobody fucked with me.
Oh, man, childhood's great. My life is entirely too dominated by email, Chris.
I don't know. I get these ECOS emails at work. They tell me about awesome refurb deals.
Awesome reefer deals? That's awesome.
Refurb. Refurbished.
Ah, refurbished.
Yeah. Sorry, my enunciation ain't good.
That's fine. No, that's... Not everybody can be as clear-spoken as I am. Not everybody has my tremendous diction. Yeah. My clarity of speech. Gotta say, aside from that cough there, whenever I speak, it's kind of like pulling an endless chain of like knotted silken and velvet handkerchiefs out of my throat like a clown hanky. Just keeps on coming as I weave that sexy, sexy mellow baritone.
Saw a bald eagle today.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you cry?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I did.
Was it, did it feel like an omen or a portent?
Was eating a dead deer.
Attaboy.
Attaboy.
Attaboy, America.
Yep. It just proves that America is feasting on what's left.
Circling the drain, my friend. It's not just America, it's the world. Everything's going to hell.
Nah.
I dream about the end of the world more and more these days.
Isn't there a rap song that says "Roll out, don't roll out"?
I don't know rap music. Is Lady Gaga rap music?
No.
No? Okay. So I don't know them. I don't.
Nobody wants Marshall no more. They want Shady. I'm chopped liver. Well, if you want Shady, then this is what I'll give you. Shady, a couple gentlemen. Of bruises mixed with hard liquor.
I too can recite lyrics.
Yeah, I just like them.
It's all the same, Chris.
No, Eminem is different.
Only the names have changed.
Only.
Every day, it seems I'm wasting away. Another place where the faces are so cold. I travel all night just to get back home. Because I'm a cowboy, Chris. On a steel horse I ride.
Did you just think Kid Rock or Nickelback?
I wanted Dead or Alive. Okay?
Wanted.
Wanted. Chase the devil tonight.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids. Chase the devil tonight. They chase the devil tonight. Oh!
Oh! The Last Christmas.
The last saddest book ever.